Roy Beggs, the Ulster Unionist Party MLA, with us today. And just on that news, obviously we'll talk about the welfare reform spat in a second or two, Roy, but now we can't put on public transport. What is happening?
Clearly there are huge difficulties in the budget that exists in Northern Ireland, which we have to live with. Individuals are entitled to go on strike if they wish, but it will not produce any more money to change the difficult decisions which still have to be made. And I think we need to all become more mature, appreciate that that is the real world in which we live, and try to do actions which improve the situation for everybody, particularly those who are in the private sector, who do not have many of the protections that exist elsewhere, so that they do not suffer and that our economy does not suffer.
Do you
we
condemn-
must keep a focus on our economy to keep real jobs going, which produce long-term benefits for everybody.
Do you condemn the strike?
As I've said, individuals are entitled to strike, and as long as everything is within the law, I have to appreciate that as a right. I would question any benefits will flow from it.
If you look at the front page of today's Belfast Telegraph, why is the headline. The First Minister, Peter Robinson, is writing for the Beltel today. He's pulling out a St. Patrick's Day visit to Obama in the United States. He's accusing Sinn Féin of bad faith over a welfare U-turn. He's warning the move puts power sharing in jeopardy. You just read that in itself.
Well, clearly we need leadership for our political institutions that works in order that we can give confidence to the community, in order that we can meet the needs that exist there. And I am really saddened with what I see as being political games that are being played by Sinn Féin in this sort of anti-austerity mode that they seem to be trying to gain grounds in the Republic of Ireland and do not seem to have any concerns about what happens up here. Let's remember what happened around this time last year. We had the, slightly later, we had what was meant to be the June monitoring rounds. We had a budget that was overextended where monies were going to be withdrawn because we hadn't implemented welfare reform. And the June monitoring round didn't happen until the end of July. Ultimately, many departments were top-sliced. Money which would normally have been distributed through in-year monitoring was not available.
Yeah.
And cuts end up occurring widespread across in an unplanned fashion, wasting money.
Let's talk about where we're at now.
Yeah, but the trouble
what
is,
do you think?
Where we are now is in exactly the same situation. We will
what is
have
the way
more,
through this?
We will have once more a budget which is overextended. The June monitoring round or the June finalisation of the budget will be a critical point.
What is the way through this?
The way through this is people have to live within the reality of what we have and to honour the agreements that were there and the clear understanding, because I have no doubt from talking to colleagues that everyone was aware in the discussions at Stormont House, Stormont Castle, that protections were being built in for existing claimants. No one can give a guarantee for future claimants.
But Sinn Féin were publicly saying that future claimants.
If they were saying that, why did they not put
You know they were saying that because I put it to you on the radio.
Yeah. The only way to give a cast-iron guarantee would be to put an amendment down in the legislation, and then that's it, Neil. It's in the legislation, it will be protected. And they didn't do that. They didn't even try to
can
do
we,
that.
Can we afford it?
Well, that's the other side. They say that we're protecting the most vulnerable. I have concerns already in terms of education, where 1,500 jobs are being cut, what we have to live within the budget. But not only that, I'm also picking up comments about some of those involved with early years.
And what about
cuts
you?
Cuts are coming there. And if this agreement is not honoured, there will be additional cuts. We also lose the £700 million borrowing, which was to help finance the voluntary redundancy scheme, which brings in efficiencies. If that doesn't happen, most more severe cuts will have to be implemented in a shorter time.
But you're opposed to some of the welfare reform, aren't you? You're opposed to the bedroom tax, for example, aren't you?
Sorry, there's been an... Yes, we put an amendment down, and that's been agreed that there will be support provided for those who have extra bedrooms, provided there are no alternatives available, any reasonable alternatives.
But you're opposed to some of the other welfare reform, aren't you?
The majority of the welfare reform, we have no choice because of the financial situation, if we were going to change everything that's in it, it would be too expensive, and we would be cutting
all range of public services. Because of the Conservative Party cutting the block grant.
Pardon?
Because of the Conservative Party cutting the block grant.
The block grant has been agreed by the Conservatives and the Lib Democrats. Yeah. It is where we are, and we have no choice about it.
Yeah.
We must live within our means.
Just a pity.
Otherwise,
just a pity,
living in cuckoo land.
Just a pity your party got into bed with them and slept with them, isn't it? When your little UKIPF experiment.
Let's remember
the last general election.
Let's remember the last time around.
That served Ulster Unis, well, didn't
it? Unis, were not successful in appointing any MPs. We had no ability, therefore, to influence ultimate decisions that were made in this issue. We hope that going forward we will have an opportunity to influence. We are standing on our own right. Ulster Unis are standing as Ulster Unis in forthcoming elections.
Right, thank you.